And let us not forget that the last time the FCC tried to make these very same rule changes and open the door to more and more media consolidation, that 99% of the public comments they received opposed the move. And yet now the chairman of the FCC is in a rush and can't be bothered to attend a single public hearing on the issue. It doesn't make sense. Now we hear the FCC might vote on these rules, rules opposed by 99% of the public, in secret without an open meeting. It's practically unbelievable. Because we should not forget that when the previous administration tried to sneak through almost these exact same rules, the Senate voted to throw them out. The co-sponsors of that effort included Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and close to a dozen others who are on the record against this exact policy and this exact kind of broken process. And let us not forget, as several speakers have mentioned, that the federal courts have rejected the FCC's attempts to gut ownership rules, first in 2004, then again last summer, for failing to share their plans with the public and for failing to judge the impact on ownership diversity. Let's be clear. The court said that the FCC cannot move forward with new rules without first studying the impact on women and people of color. The study must come first, not after the rules have already been changed. If necessary, we are prepared to sue the FCC again, and I am confident we would win again for the third time. But it's not too late for the FCC to reverse course and do the right thing. I mean, what is the rush to change these rules? After 4 years of doing basically nothing to address ownership diversity, Chairman Jenikowski is suddenly in a rush to get this done. Why? Maybe Rupert Murdoch is in a rush. Maybe he wants to buy the Los Angeles Times or the Chicago Tribune, but I think that can wait. Because we have waited 13 years for the FCC to produce a simple census of who owns what.